Okay, this is the exit for Alpa, a small, isolated farming community, kind of in a no man's land zone between 5 and 99. My name is Linda McKay. When I originally moved to the community in 1984, I moved there from Los Angeles, mostly because I had small children and we wanted to get our children into a safer, healthier community. And I'd say that in many ways, I was happy with the community once we moved there. But in 1989, we were shocked to find out that there was a company proposing to build a toxic waste incinerator. And the way we found out was we didn't have any local newspapers available to us, but someone happened to read a newspaper that was published in Visalia, which was 50 miles to our north. And so someone from the community almost immediately contacted Greenpeace. They came in, Greenpeace and Luke Cole from the Center on Race, Poverty, and the Environment. They talked about the facilities, educated us on some of the toxins that we would be exposed to. And almost immediately, there was two groups that were very organized against this toxic waste incinerator. It was 1989 when they proposed it, and I think it was the very last day when the state, they were mandated to give us a hearing. That came in March of 90, I believe. It was awesome. By that time, we had reached out to other communities that were struggling with their own environmental justice struggles, and we had about 400 people in our community center there. And it was very much an eye-opener for me. The state seemed to be completely in the hands of this company, and the company that was proposing to build this incinerator called themselves ProClean, which was, of course, none of us felt it was going to be too clean. There was a representative from the company stood up, and he said something about that this is state-of-the-art technology, and the air would actually come out of the incinerator cleaner than it went in. And even my 10-year-old at that time, he was like, oh, that's just really stupid, Mom. Even a kid could see how much junk they were feeding us. And people were just very riled up. There was a lot of commotion. Anyway, it was a very, very strong showing for the community. And what was exciting was that company just disappeared. We never heard from them again. It was an absolute victory. It showed me how if we networked with these other communities, because we had people there from the community of McFarland who were then just finding out about a cancer cluster, and McFarland was like 30 miles to the southeast of Alpa. Early Mart, another cancer cluster had been discovered just 12 miles to the east. Kettleman City, that was just like 40 miles to the west of us. And then about 60 miles to the south was Buttonwillow toxic waste dump, and there was a proposal to enlarge that. Here I thought that, my husband and I thought that we were moving our children into a healthier, safer environment. I was pretty naive. If I had any advice for community members that might have a proposed polluting facility, I that might feel like, there's nothing we can do. These are bigger powers that make these decisions. I pretty much used to think that too, but I've learned that the community people can make a difference. It has to be that the local people start to become educated and aware and speak out, and they have to be willing. But if they do, sometimes some pretty extreme measures have to be taken, and you have to be kind of rude, or almost some civil disobedience has to be has to take place. But these things can be stopped. We can't passively just accept it. We have to fight it.